The Power Moms Network, empowering moms to lift the world.
Hey, thanks for joining me today for episode number 81 of Podcasting Your Brand. I'm your host, producer Jemmy, providing learning lessons for you to podcast your brand. And today, I'm bringing you my next Podcasting 101 topic. A podcast is content you own. So what are you going to do with it? And this episode is brought to you by my own brand, Flintstone Media. Listen in and let's do this first by starting with one of my daily tips. Hey, it's producer Jemmy with your tip for today. Do you know that feeling that happens when you're on a Zoom meeting and somebody else is presenting, but they've forgotten to share their screen? And so you can't see whatever visual it is that they're describing and they're talking about? Well, that feeling can be a common experience for audio-only listeners when they're listening to a podcast that was created to be a video-based podcast. So if you're a podcaster who records video-based podcasts, like I do now, and you're putting out an audio-only version of it, you need to be really, really mindful that you need to describe any visual elements, anything that occurs during the show that if their eyeballs aren't there to see it, there's going to be like, whoa, what's going on? So for example, if my necklace, this necklace here, became part of the conversation, then just quickly describe it for your listeners. Say, for the benefit of my audio-only listeners, just letting you know this necklace is a hemp necklace with some shells and beads and some copper thing as a pendant, right? Just describe it. Bring them into it so that your audio-only consumers, if they can't see it visually with their eyeballs, at least maybe they can see it through the theater of their mind and they don't feel left out or isolated. So make sure you give them that favor with a brief description for your audio-only consumers and come back here every day, podcastingyourbrand.com, for more podcasting tips. I'm producer Jemmy. So be sure that you're subscribed to me all over the social media interwebs. That's YouTube, that's TikTok, it's Instagram, just everywhere. So you get all of my daily tips and you get them first. I'm like almost 80 deep. So if you haven't had all of them yet, you need to catch up. Go into my social media and catch up. Now, also, if you haven't caught up with the news, that there's also workshops available for you to work with me. So if you want to launch your show, then you can work with me that way to launch your podcast. Or if you have a show, but it's just like flopping and you want it to be fixed, then I can help your podcast reach its maximum potential. So go to toppodcastworkshop.com and learn all about how you can work in a small group setting live with me. It's a lot of fun. So I look forward to working with you to help level up your podcast. But let's get on to today's lesson. So have you really absorbed yet that you're creating content that you own? So what does that mean for yourself, your brand, and your bottom line? Well, let's explore that. Let's explore that a podcast is content you own. And then let's talk about what to do with it. All right. So today I'm going to be sharing with you a bunch of ideas on ways that you can repurpose the content of your podcast, because it's content you own, so you can do with it as you will. So why not make it work for you a little bit extra than it already is? So now I have two quick caveats. Okay. So as a reminder, to better understand how to protect your content, that's not on this episode. How to protect your content is on episode 77. I spoke with the podcast lawyer himself, Gordon Firemark. It was all about what to copyright and what to trademark. Now, he's going to be on a whole bunch more to get into the weeds, more weeds of legalities of podcasting. But that is a key place to start in how to protect the content that you own. So rewind back to episode 77. I'll put a link in the show notes so it's super easy for you to find it. But start there and then come back. This episode 81. So that's first and foremost. And now the second caveat is also keep in mind that all of these suggestions, they're in complete ignorance of any other contractual obligations you may have to another network, to a partner, sponsor, co-host, whatever. So just take all of this advice and filter it through your grains of salt to make sure that you don't accidentally violate any contracts or any other kind of partnerships or terms that you have out there already. Okay, so those are my two caveats. One, trademark and copyright, protect what you own. Go go to episode 77 with Gordon Firemark. That's not in this episode. And number two, make sure that you aren't violating any other contracts or any other obligations. Okay. All right. So this is going to be chock full of ideas. And these ideas are going to touch on three different things. The audio for your podcast. This podcast is primarily an audio only presentation. However, I also do provide a video version of this podcast on YouTube. So if you also have video for your podcast, I'm going to be talking a little bit about how to use some of the video content for your show. And third and last but not least is your transcript content, your transcription. So the words written on paper or typed on paper, printed on paper, that is the transcript of your podcast. How can you best flip that into additional content that's going to work for you? So let's start with the audio. Now, one of the easiest things that you can do is to flip it into a course. So if you actually go to toppodcastworkshop.com, which Herbie mentioned just a moment ago, so that's where you can find all my workshops. But on there is a click-through graphic for my free DIY podcast launch course. Why am I mentioning this here? Because it's literally episodes 33 through 42 of my podcast. I didn't do any other additional work. I literally just created a landing page and put those episodes on there and called it a course. Done. Now, in the future, will it be on video? Probably. But for now, this is really, really great. So you can see an example of how I flipped episodes of the show into a course. So what episodes can you do? I know that there's shows that have like a series to them or a theme to them for a few episodes. So can that be turned into some sort of coursework for you? How is it that you're helping your listener, your audience member grow? What is it that they need to know and gain from you? What is the practical advice that they take away from your show? So package some of that into course, and then you can either put it out there for free like mine is, or you can actually sell it. So do that. So you can bring in direct dollars from the sale of your courses, but also your courses then further show off your expertise on the subject matter. So likely you can, there also be another funnel by creating this course that can bring in new customers to the rest of whatever service offerings or products that you have. So that's the through line. So you create a course based off of your podcast that you already have out there. And that course can act as a funnel, not only for direct dollars, but also for future customers. So that's really great. Also, another thing you can do, since you own your content and you own your show, you don't have to ask anybody's permission to do the following, which is just a simple promo swap with other shows. So if there's a host out there who has a show that serves the same audience as yours, ideally, but not exactly the same value, even more ideal, then do a promo swap with them. Say, hey, other host, I really like your show. I think my audience would resonate with yours and vice versa. But we're different enough that we offer some different value. And I think our audience can really become each other's audiences. So what about a promo swap, other host? And they'll say, sure. And so whether that means they send you a pre-produced ad for their show and you do the same, or if they do something that's hosted on their show, whatever it is, swapping a promo, you don't have to ask anyone's permission because you own your show. And it's a great way to then turn your show into content because you can actually send them a clip or something like that as part of the promo that they include in their show. You can actually even ask them to send you like a 5-minute clip or even a full episode. I've seen that done. So you can send a full episode to the other host and they do the same for you, and you literally swap episodes for a week. And I've seen that done brilliantly, and it can really bring in new listeners. Now, here's the thing, when you do that, if it is a full episode swap, make sure that you do an introduction, you record a fresh introduction, and you put that at the beginning of your guest host's episode so that your your audience isn't completely thrown off and confused as to what in the world they're listening to, right? You want to kind of set the stage, okay? Now, if you have multiple shows, you can also do promo swaps between your own stuff. So as an example, you may have noticed a special bonus release on your feed for podcasting your brand. Well, what I did there was I shared the trailer for my new show, Power Moms, which is the flagship show for the Power Moms Network, the new network that I'm working on. Yay, I'm so excited. So episode 80 of this show, Podcasting Your Brand, was actually episode zero trailer episode for Power Moms Network. And that's because I figured, yeah, not everybody is going to translate over, but there are enough of my listeners who listen to Podcasting Your Brand for whom that will also resonate. And they like me, so they say, okay, I'll check out Producer Jemmy's other show. So because I own all of it, I can share it however I'd like. So if you have two or more shows, feel free to do that. And if you have a dormant show, a show you're no longer releasing episodes on, and you come out with a new show, don't be afraid to do the same thing. Put the trailer for the new show on the feed for your old show as a bonus episode. And that way, anybody who's still subscribed to your old show, even if you're not releasing new episodes, they at least, if they're a fan of yours, they'll be excited to hear that you have a new project and maybe they'll go over there. So that's another thing that you can do. If you have multiple shows, don't be afraid to do promo swaps in between your own shows. It's your own stuff. Okay, another idea is if you have an event, and actually this might be a reason for you to create an event, but if you have an event, then include some audio from that event in your episode. In fact, one of my newest clients, Kim, hi Kim, she has done multiple summits. She's just amazing, online virtual summits. And so we're going to be taking some of that audio and putting it out as episodes for her podcast, repurposing. This is kind of the reverse concept that I'm talking about here, sort of. But if you have an event, take that audio and you can put it into your podcast. Record interviews right there at your event. Or if someone gets up and does a presentation. I was actually just at one of my clients' events, the Levan Center. They had this amazing pitch night. So the founder, the main honcho guy, the one who's going to be the host of the show, he got up to introduce the pitch event. So I recorded the whole thing. Why? I have no idea if I'm going to use any of it. But wouldn't it be neat if it's appropriate for me to pull that audio into the show and kind of display something that he did in real time, an event at the center in real time there on the show? That'd be so cool, right? So I recorded all 15 minutes of his event introduction just in case. So capture audio, whether something like that, that you're not so sure, just passively recording it, or something intentional. So for example, the new show I just mentioned, Power Moms, my first 5 interviews, I all recorded those at Mom 2.0 Summit in Scottsdale, Arizona. So all of that, I was at an event, I was presenting, I was a speaker, and I thought, well, hey, while I'm here, let me record some interviews. And that ended up on my show. So kind of the reverse thing, but you see where I'm going. Also, on a similar vein, if you're presenting, which, by the way, I need to reach out to the lady who created our panel, Kanika, and ask her, what happened to that audio? Because it'd be great to include in this show. But if you're a presenter, see if you can record your audio. Ask permission for the organizers. They may have rights to your content in that situation, but ask them. But see if you can pull that audio into your show. So again, a little bit of the reverse of what I'm talking about here of using your show elsewhere, but it's all about repurposing content, taking advantage of as much of your content, and making it work for you as possible. So audio is number one, the audio spaces. If you're able to take your audio for your show and repurpose it into a course or put it into some promo swaps or to pull some audio from events into the show, those kinds of things, you can repurpose your content. It goes both ways. It's amazing. And also, just as a other side note, I'm also going to be putting a link into the show notes for you for episode 1 of my other show, Power Moms, because it really illustrates this. Like I said, I recorded the first 5 interviews at a live event, Mom 2.0. So you'll hear how I ended up using that as part, just part of an episode. So episode 1 is linked in the show notes for you so you can check out an example of exactly what I'm talking about here. Okay, next up, video ideas. So here's the thing. Even if you don't have a show that's on video, I want you to listen and listen closely because this might give you an idea for why you might want to turn those cameras on. Now, you don't have to do your entire show as a video podcast. You don't need to do that. You can do that absolutely if you want to. But if that's not where you want to go, still lean into what I'm about to say, because having your cameras on and capturing some of this stuff could be really, really valuable for you to use in other ways. So similar to the audio stuff, You can also do courses. So I mentioned I'm going to be like right now, my free course, my launch course is just audio because this old episodes of the show. But when I do it in the future, I'm going to be recording it on video. And so now it's not going to be part of this podcast, but if you record your show on video, then you can take some of that video content. You can turn that into courses. Also, social media. Now, this is kind of a duh obvious one, but just give me a second. So you could clearly share clips to your social media. So if you're recording stuff, again, if you don't put your full podcast out there as video, having the cameras on, you might be able to just take some great clips and put those out as Instagram reels or on your TikTok or whatever. That drives traffic to your social media, drives traffic back to your show. But also, if you have your cameras on, you're recording stuff, again, if you don't use the whole thing, that's fine. But you can take longer clips and put that onto YouTube. So on my YouTube channel, I have a playlist called Pro Podcasting Peer Top Tips. I think that's it. And each episode where I have a pro podcast peer guest, I find a really great tip from them and I clip it out. Usually it's about 3 to 5 minutes, a little longer of a clip, and I put that onto YouTube. It drives traffic from my YouTube channel back to my podcast. So that's another thing that I do. Now, also, you can embed clips onto your website. So let's say now that I've loaded something onto YouTube, that clip, a top podcast tip, podcast pro tip. So I've taken that, it's on YouTube, it's a 3 to 5 minute clip. Well, now I can also take that clip, which I had recorded from my non-video podcast because I turned the cameras on. I can take that clip and I can actually now, because it's hosted on YouTube, I can then embed it onto my website. So as people are visiting my podcast website, my business website, wherever that clip feels most appropriate, they can see it there. And so people are more likely to convert when they can see who the person is behind the business, the brand, or the podcast. So if you can take clips like that and put them, even if they're just highlights from your show, great moments that will hopefully convert people into listeners. Let's just forget about the business side of it. Just converting people into listeners, if you can put those clips up, even better. So even if you don't have a video podcast, still turn the cameras on, capture what you can, use little bits and little clips here and there in other ways, just like I ran through. Now, I'm still fairly new to being on this side of the camera for a video podcast, been producing them for years, but I'm still a little bit new on actually capturing myself on camera. So I would love to hear what ideas you have for using your video aside from as a full video podcast and these suggestions that I've used so far. So if you have any other great ideas for using video, please email me. I'd love to hear from you. Jaime, J-A-I-M-E. At flintstonemedia.com. Okay, now, so we've gone through audio and we've gone through video. Now let's talk about your transcript, especially because they're becoming easier and easier to get your hands on. So Descript was kind of king of the castle, probably still is, for transcriptions, but there's lots of great services out there. And in fact, if you use Riverside FM, which is what I use for recording, you're seeing me recorded on Riverside right now, if you're watching this, then Riverside FM has started providing transcription services. So when you record, after a few minutes of processing, there's this transcript. Now, it's not perfect. So you still, no matter what transcription service you use, you still want to go through it and fix it, right? Edit it, adjust it. But here's how you can use your transcript. It's so many different ways that you can do it. First of all, if you just take the transcript itself and just shove it into your show notes, then that can help for SEO. But aside from that, you can also create downloadable PDFs. Let's say you have a really awesome guideline that you go through, a 7-step process, something like that. Then taking that transcript and then being able to distill it down into a nice PDF and just edit it down can be really, really great and just really easy and fast and helpful. So you can create downloadable PDFs and then you can have those available on your website. People have to sign up for your newsletter or something like that, send you their email address one way, shape, or form in order to get it through a form in order to get that downloadable PDF. So this is a way to increase your mailing list over time. Another thing that you can use transcriptions for are for blog posts. So if you have this great, again, 7-step process or something else that you go through, you know, your transcriptions are probably chock full of relevant keywords for your topic because you were just talking about it. So by figuring out a section of your transcript that could be put as a blog post. So you're talking about a certain topic anyway. So cut that out and put it as a blog post on your website. Great for SEO. You can also use your transcript to help you create a book for yourself. So it can be an initial small price point book, like a 99-cent little ebook or something like that, that people can download. And it's kind of like a, this is what they're giving away for free or for 99 cents or for $2 or whatever. I need to sign up for their course or their workshop, or I need to hire them because clearly they know a lot if this is what they're charging 99 cents for. Wow, right? That's the effect. Or instead of a small little introductory ebook kind of thing, it can be a full book, right? You can turn your podcast, let's say you do seasons and your seasons are thematic, then maybe that season really fleshed out into a great, great book. And what's awesome is if you have guests, then now you have guest quotes to include in there and guest names to include in that book and or in those blog posts or whatever. And all of that adds to your SEO. All of it just helps create and elevate your positioning more and more and more. Now, I'm not done with the transcript because there's still more that you can do. So you have this transcript full of all of your lovely words. And if you have guests or co-hosts, full of all of their lovely words too. So go through it and pick out a couple of really awesome quotes for you to put on social media or your website, okay? And so go into Canva, create a nice pretty template, and then put that quote in, maybe with your guest photo or your photo or whatever it is. But that quote from your show, put up on Instagram as a reel or a post, what have you. It just looks really good. It draws people in, and it's something that they feel like, oh, that gave me a tiny little taste of value. I want more. So then they want to sink their teeth into your full podcast. So quotes on social media. And in fact, you're going to start seeing me if you follow the social media handle, the Instagram handle for the Power Moms Network. It's at Power Moms Unite. Then I'm going to be starting to do that here very, very soon as a project point for me for this week to start pulling quotes and putting them as really nice posts on Instagram. So hopefully I'll be putting my money where my mouth is this week. All right. Like I mentioned, you can also do quotes on your website. So these quotes can exist on Instagram, on your website, wherever. And last but not least, your transcription, your full body of podcast work. It says a lot about what you know on your subject matter. So if you are hearing about a conference that is coming up and you want to apply to be a speaker, then a really easy way to do that, because they're always going to ask you, what do you want to present on? Give us, you know, a description of your presentation, 3 to 5 points of learning for our audience, those kinds of things. Well, then just take your transcription and find an episode that had a really awesome topic and turn that into your pitch to be a speaker at the conference. Turn that into your actual presentation itself for while you're there. Give yourself that major runway, that leg up, to make it easy for you to be a public speaker by using the transcripts of your own words from your own show. So whether it's audio, whether it's the video, or whether it's the copy from the transcript, your show, your podcast, it's content that you own. So what are you going to do with it? All right, now let's end with one more of my daily tips. Remember, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the places, so you can get all of my daily tips and get them first. And I would love to hear from you if you have a question that you want me to address in a future tip, future episode, what have you, or if this show is helping your show grow, let me know. You can email me for all of those things, Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, at flintstonemedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. All right. This is producer Jaime signing off for now before we get to my last tip for you today. But remember, the only thing more powerful than your voice is your spirit to use it. So turn that mic on. And now let's hear my other daily tip. Hey, it is producer Jimmy with your tip for today, and I want you to do one thing for me today. Here's your assignment if you choose to accept it. Even if you have in the past, it's good to do this every once in a while, and I'm going to tell you why. I want you to brainstorm a fresh new list of keywords for your show, because that's going to be our engine for the rest of the week. Because what are we focusing in on this week? We're focusing in on metadata. What is metadata? Metadata is all the information about your show. So if you've ever been driving down the road and all of a sudden a song comes on the radio and the album art magically appears on that screen on your dashboard, or if you load something into iTunes and there's all the information about it, it's not just informative, it's also really good for discoverability. So we're going to learn how to use metadata to your advantage for discoverability this week, and it starts by brainstorming a list of keywords. So do that and come back here every day, podcastingyourbrand.com. I'm producer Jenny.
Flintstone Media has been building brands through the power of podcasting since 2014, serving as an award-winning and highly resourceful podcast production house and consultancy firm. Work with producer Jemmy, a leader in the podcast industry, and add a new podcast to your brand's content offerings. From show development and setup through recording and distribution, producer Jemmy and her team will lend their experience launching dozens of successful podcasts and producing thousands of episodes, making creating your show a simple and easy turnkey process for you. Visit FlintstoneMedia.com for podcast samples. That's FlintstoneMedia.com.